too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, October 15th, halfway through. Where does this month go? Almost halfway through. 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. Reaction Monday. Overreaction Monday. What'd you think? Get your thoughts on everything you saw out there over the weekend, including Texas A&M's 26-23 victory over South Carolina. Featured 458 yards of offense for A&M, 299 for South Carolina, 253 through the air. And a struggling Jake Bentley early, a lot of drops by the Gamecocks in the first half especially, and where A&M had the ball for 41 minutes, 29 seconds, where South Carolina had it for 18-31. That was a game which South Carolina dropped to 3-3, so we'll talk about that a little bit today. Also, everything you saw in the ACC, including Pittsburgh, almost pulling off one in South Bend. Notre Dame won in 19-14. Virginia, happened to watch that game Saturday night. Virginia beats Miami 16-13. Duke beats Georgia Tech 28-14. Duke's in this thing now. Boston College beat a bad Louisville team 38-20. And Virginia Tech comes back late to beat North Carolina 22-19. SEC game of the week. LSU crushes Georgia 36-16. 20-point win on the Bayou. Alabama, Tua sprains his knee. Alabama wins 39-10. Florida has to make a come from behind up in Nashville 37-27. Tennessee upsets Auburn on the Plains. The Gus Bus, the Gus Bust, or Disgust Gus. Disgust Gus. 34-24. Ole Miss has a wild comeback win in Arkansas 37-33. On the national scene, number 2, 6, 8, 15, 19, and 21 all got beat. Four of the top eight go down. You know what? Others struggle too. Ohio State had a chance to lose at Minnesota, or against Minnesota. Not a chance to lose. Struggle a little bit. But West Virginia went down. Obviously, Georgia went down. Penn State went down. We saw Oregon beat Washington. We saw Michigan beat Wisconsin. Hey, unbeaten Colorado went down to Southern Cal. Northwestern had a wild win against Nebraska. It's a wild week. Thus, the polls are crazy now. And Clemson third in both polls. Georgia 6-1, 8th in the other. After getting embarrassed down in Baton Rouge. So this week, Gamecocks off. Tigers 3:30. We find out now ESPN on a homecoming against NC State. Just one of two of the five unbeatens in the Power Five. I think I'm right by saying that number. And the lines come out. Clemson anywhere from 17 to 20. 17, 18 and a half, 20. Seeing three different lines out there now. Crazy weekend in the NFL. We saw Todd Gurley go off. We saw the Patriots come back and have a big win. Saw overtime games, and NFL didn't let us see some overtime game. Talk about that a little bit. Major League Baseball, we have each series tied at one. Boston wins last night 7-5 against Houston and knocked that series at one. L.A. took game two against Milwaukee to knock that series at one. Speaking of baseball, Clemson baseball has their scrimmage, one of their two scrimmages, fall scrimmages over the weekend, and beat Georgia Southern down in North Augusta 8-3. NASCAR, watched a little bit of that yesterday. AJ Allmendinger, Eric Amarola get Allmendinger out of roll on the mix. Eric Amarola wins at Talladega. PGA Tour over Malaysia, Mark Leishman wins. So we got a lot of topics to get into today coming off of that reaction weekend. Hey, what'd you think? Phone number 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone line. Our health care text line, 986-1566. Our Twitter feed, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24. Want to talk playoffs now? Oh, but Mickey, there's 10 undefeated teams. Yeah, how'd that work out for you over the weekend? Want to talk about the crazy Coastal Division in the ACC, in which there is a scenario in which every team could go 4-4. Still on the table. Halfway through October, there's a scenario every team goes 0-4. I'm 4-4. Now the SEC East is in play. Kind of like in that political map. Now that the SEC East, after this weekend, is now in play. Gators making a statement. Georgia getting embarrassed. And Kentucky, C-A-T-S, Cats still in this thing. SEC West, I think, if Tua's a little bit gimpy and LSU looks better than we thought, maybe SEC West is in play. And we'll talk some South Carolina quarterback stuff coming out as well. A lot to do today. Always looking forward to hearing you. Can't wait for segment two with Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24, the producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the Orr that stirs the pot, the host of segment two, and my Clemson t-shirt Eskimo buddy today. Good morning, Mr. Zach Orr. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
That's good to hear. Very good to hear.
Yeah, no doubt about that. How was your weekend, friend?
It was non-eventful.
Yeah.
We didn't have anything to do this weekend, so did whatever I wanted to, and it's quite nice.
So, what did you want to do?
You know, a little this, a little that.
There you go.
Nothing too crazy.
That's where we were looking at, right there.
You know, we did the old fall for Greenville on Friday.
How was that?
Very, very busy. I'm sure the organizers in the town itself made themselves a tidy little profit if the rest of the weekend was anything like it was on Friday.
We went yesterday, so yes.
Yeah, it was busy?
Yeah, it's busy. It's
good. You were there just sudsing it up, walking through downtown?
Didn't have a single one.
No, oh, hate to hear it.
No. But now you, on the other hand, on Friday night,
No. We had an appropriate amount and went on home.
Some people say 16 is appropriate.
16 ounce, yes. Okay. Of course.
Good.
Yeah, and then Saturday was nothing too crazy. Just watched a little bit of college football. Watched a lot of college football, actually, and watched all kinds of fun stuff happen. All kinds of surprising stuff happen, right? We'll talk about that, I'm sure, throughout the course of the show.
Yeah.
Sunday was a little brunch, a little gardening, and watched the Devils become the last remaining undefeated team in the NHL.
Really?
Very excited about that.
Congratulations.
Off to a nice little start.
Yeah. So. And great news for you, the Giants didn't lose on Sunday.
No, they played on Thursday and got the embarrassment out of the way early in the week.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to watch them yesterday, and it was a welcome change.
Well, good, man. Glad to hear that.
What did you get into this weekend?
Let's see if I can say this right now. Friday I played golf. Played well. Had a good time there. We had company on two ends, both ends this weekend. First part of the week, one of Meredith's best friends came in town. And Saturday, I told my wife, I cooked Friday night for him. Did Traeger did up. Go by and see my good friend, Ben Duncan, down at Ace Hardware, Simpsonville.
What'd you make?
I made some these huge chicken breasts and a little marinated in some pickle juice. So, oh, yeah. No, believe me, Dre. That's what you need to do there. And then also made some corn on the cob on a Traeger. Can't beat that. And a little salad for the girls. That was good. Did nothing Friday night outside of that. Cooked a little bit. And then I just told him, man, look, I'm going to be worthless on Saturday. So got up, watched a little game day, watched all the games all day long, saw all the upsets, saw chances at more upsets, and was just worthless all day. Stayed up until I watched halftime of the Colorado and Southern Cal games. So I was up till midnight, basically. And Sunday over Fall for Greenville. And then her mom came in town. And she's in town for a few days. And looking forward to watch some Talladega, watch some NFL, watch some Major League Baseball. Just, you know, great weekend. It felt weird Clemson not playing. And it made me just hunger for some Clemson football for this weekend.
Yeah, you missed a little bit, but it was also a nice welcome change. You need a break every now and again to appreciate what you got, and I'm sure people will be out there in droves on Saturday for a 3:30 kick against NC State this weekend.
Should be awesome, man. Should be really cool. A little worried about the weather, a little chance of rain on Saturday, but outside of that, it's going to be okay. Not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
What's on tap for segment number two?
I was hoping to talk a little bit about that SEC East situation. Those CATS cats still being in it. Georgia taking a big old doogie this weekend in their game against LSU. And our boy Will Muschamp and his struggles at South Carolina.
You know what? First of all, I know nothing about what's going to happen in the SEC East now.
No.
It's a three-team race.
It is.
What this weekend proved is that, like, how many times have we said it? A million times? That just hold your horses, enjoy what you got, because it's going to be crazy. Four top eights. Really, if you think about it, Notre Dame almost got beat. Central Florida almost got beat. We could have had six top tens go down on Saturday. But just hold your horses. Let's see what comes out of it. And now as far as in play goes, because West Virginia got beat, really got physically dominated by Iowa State, that now even Texas Tech is kind of in that one a little bit. I don't think they are, but Texas, West Virginia, and Oklahoma. Remember we did this last week? I said, just hold up because there's things happening here. Remember I said that we're not ready to eliminate Michigan State yet, and let's see what happens this weekend? Well, they took care of their business against Penn State, so they're right there in the middle of things. Be honest with you, Penn State with two losses, Penn State's probably out now. And Maryland's still in this thing at 2-1. Michigan State, Maryland, Michigan, and Ohio State. But Ohio State looked not as good as we thought sometimes, and Michigan looked much better. Who knows in that West over there now that Wisconsin doesn't look the same. I'm not sure that Northwestern or Iowa, maybe Iowa wins the West. Maybe Purdue wins the West.
You got to think the Pac-12 has eliminated their college football playoff hopes after Oregon beating Washington this weekend.
All right, in this one, don't count out Oregon yet.
They'd have to run the table.
Yeah, don't count out Washington State yet. Don't count out Colorado yet. All this seems to have one loss. But you can eliminate Washington with two losses. I say eliminate. Last year, we almost had a two-loss team in there, but that was different. You can eliminate Stanford with two losses. You can eliminate Southern Cal with two losses. You can eliminate Utah with two losses. So, yeah, now in the SEC, see, not only is the SEC East in play, we'll talk about this after the break, because Florida, Georgia, and Kentucky are all in play in the East. The SEC West, if Tua is a little gimpy, look,
Tua,
LSU is in play now, right? The West is kind of in play. Alabama has to go to Baton Rouge, and they look physically dominant against Georgia. Georgia opened the door in the East. I think LSU might open the door in the West. We'll talk about that coming up. So, and then please someone tell me this crazy Coastal Division. Who's going that thing? You know, Virginia Tech kind of saved themselves late Saturday night in the Roy Philpott call, which I hadn't cracked up during the broadcast several times.
Did you?
Oh, I got texted. There's some great stuff during the broadcast. But they saved themselves. But look, Virginia introduced themselves into it. Pittsburgh's still in the thing. And Miami's still in the thing. Duke's still in the thing. Duke's 5-1. So anyway, got a lot to talk about.
It was a chaotic weekend. A good weekend to be on the bye.
Yeah. But you know what, man? It's just mid-October. Mm-hmm. This is going to happen some more. We've still got about 6 or 7 weeks of this, 7 or 8 weeks of this thing. So hang on. It's going to be a fun roller coaster ride. And in the end, hey, Mick, you think Clemson's going to get shut out from the playoffs? No, bud. Look, you just win your games on Saturdays. Be better than the team you play every Saturday. And you'll move forward. So interesting to hear what Georgia fans think. Interesting to hear what South Carolina fans think. It was a good weekend to be Clemson because all those top tens get beat. And Georgia gets embarrassed. And South Carolina loses at home and go 3-3. So, I can't wait for Win Game Wednesday coming up on Wednesday.
It should be a very fun and interesting win game a number of teams.
Yeah, looking forward. I can't wait for segment two more than anything else, buddy. Can't wait. Looking forward to that. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud home with a lifetime powertrain warranty and proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. I want to tell you right now that we have awesome-looking trucks over there right now. They're having their year-end truck special. The truck month over there is what they're called, this thing, the truck month. And they want to talk to you about the Titans. Right now on the Titan, the new Titan, there is 30 of their 449 vehicles on that. The Titan XD, they've got 8 of those. So 38 Titan trucks over there right now between the Titan and the Titan XD. Go by and see them. There's never been a better month to buy from Granger Nissan of Anderson. 324-0650. You can search your inventory with any kind of interior, any kind of package on there. You got any kind of color on there. When we were there a couple weeks ago, we saw just trucks everywhere, and they were awfully excited about truck month, one of their favorite months of the year over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. I'm looking at a great truck special right now, by the way, on their line online. So check them out online. It's Granger Nissan of Anderson.com. Look at that 2018 Titan S crew cab.
You need one of them. I'm eyeing it up.
Huh?
You're eyeing them up over there.
I'm eyeing them up over there. That makes me pretty much Ebel. Ebel.
Ebel!
That makes me so much more of a man when I get behind the wheel.
Are you going to go home and hang out with the in-laws, or are you going to go get yourself a little Titan over there, kill some time?
One of the, it doesn't matter.
Run out the clock.
Doesn't, yeah. Good stuff. All right, got to take a break. Segment two. Can't wait. Zach Gore, Mr. 24, right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. This is Leighton Cubbage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Smith, Jordan, and Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
Like a tiger, when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road, and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Hey, man, what you shoveling out the back of your truck?
BS. A lot of BS. I've been truck shopping down there at a big city dealership. I got a lot of BS on price and selection. I need a hometown dealer.
Hey, I'm Matthew Murdoch. Don't settle for the other guy's BS. BS should stand for better selection, better service, and a better sales experience. And you'll find it at Ed Murdoch Superstores, your local Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Ed Murdoch Superstores, where you are family without the BS. Come see us in Livonia, Georgia, or at EdMurdochSuperstores.com.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, mark your calendar. Go to get it down now. You know, you hear me talk about it through 2020, and we're in a month now. We're less than 2 years away from this now with this real ID. You know, you don't want to get into any situation where you won't be able to board a plane or you won't be able to get into a federal building because you don't have the real ID. So how do you do this? Well, the number one thing to do is go to scdmvonline.com, and when you do, what you do is you check out your find your local branch. They can tell you real wait times at your local branch. They'll tell you that the proof of identity you need, your proof of social security number you'll need, the proof of your current physical South Carolina address that you'll need, and really how to go about it and why you need to do it. And for the most part, you're talking about in and out in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes, something like that. So the real ID, you got to have it anywhere. Easy to remember, the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It's scdmvonline.com. Don't forget the online, scdmvonline.com. The host of segment two, Mr. Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Of course, we're going to talk about what happened in the world of college football this weekend. All kinds of teams falling on what has to be the most chaotic Saturday to date in this college football season. We'll be through 7 weeks now or something like that. It's crazy how it's flying by so quickly. We had four teams in the top 10 lose this weekend. Georgia lost to LSU. Didn't really put up a fight in that one, if we're going to be completely honest with one another. West Virginia lost to Iowa State. Of course, Washington lost to Oregon, and Penn State dropped their game as well. All kinds of chaos in the top 10 as of now. Clemson, of course, on the bye week, did not suffer a loss as far as we know. No disciplinary issues coming out of media so far, so that should be good to go. Clemson wins the bye week. What I want to talk about specifically, though, was the SEC East, the fact that it is a three-horse race right now because of Georgia's inability to step up when it mattered most against a team like LSU. First and foremost, we're going to talk about our good friends down in Columbia. They suffered a loss at home against Texas A&M in front of a raucous crowd. There was a nice crowd. They showed up for this game, right?
Yeah.
They showed up for this game. They lose to A&M. Jake Bentley gets to start there, throws an interception early in that game. You know, the Boo Birds come out. The Boo Birds are in droves down there in Columbia. Bentley finally gets his touchdown. He throws his helmet to a metal chair and almost slips on the sideline. It was all kinds of emotions, tension-filled afternoon. But the Gamecocks come up a little bit short against the Aggies. Will Muschamp, Mickey Plyler, is now a 1-8 head coach at South Carolina versus ranked teams. His average margin of loss in those games, 18.3 points per game. Is it time to start talking about Will Muschamp and his future at South Carolina, while keeping in mind he was 5-12 at Florida versus ranked teams with an average margin of loss of 15.2. So it's gotten a little bit worse percentage-wise and points-wise. Is it too early to press the old emergency button on Will Muschamp? Or
yes.
Are we going to let this ride and see what happens?
Too early to tell.
Too early to tell.
Yeah, too early to tell.
Even though past history suggests that it might not get too much better.
Hey, look, I mentioned this before. One of the things that's going to happen to Muschamp is he will pay for the Florida sins at South Carolina. Or he could, because you still have to hold that against him a little bit. It's not like he brought this great, all this equity from Florida. So, yes, when you go at Florida, you go 7-6, 11-2, 4-8, and 7-5. That's not good. And so he will still pay for those a little bit. But it's too early. He's just in his third year. Now, I don't think the against ranked teams is all that fair because of that 1-8 you talk about.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of those 8 were top 10 teams.
Sure.
And South Carolina's just not going to beat top 10 teams right now. They're just not good enough to beat top 10 teams right now. Again, I thought for the longest time that the true measuring stick for South Carolina is not Georgia and Clemson yet. It's what you do against A&M, against Kentucky, and they lost both of those. But also, what you do against Florida and Tennessee and some of those other teams out there. And so, no, it's not too early. It's too early to talk the panic button there a little bit. Now, the hard part will be, let's assume they beat Tennessee.
Let's.
Not as big an assumption as, a little bigger assumption than we first thought.
Because Tennessee looked decent this past weekend.
They did. They looked decent.
Took care of Auburn.
Right. So that's 3 losses so far. Well,
Auburn fell out of the rankings, right? They didn't somehow sneak on to the 25-24 somewhere.
Probably moved up. So, it's Auburn's tough SEC. Between Ole Miss, who I watched them Saturday night, Ole Miss can move the ball, and Florida. Florida looks much better than we thought. So one of those two is a loss, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then Clemson's a loss. So let's go 7-5 this year. And we talked about this before, but next year, North Carolina, Charlotte, you'll win that one. Charleston Southern, you'll win that one. Alabama at home, that's a loss. Missouri away is a win. Kentucky home, let's give them a win on that one. Georgia away is a loss. Florida at home, year two, let's go loss on that one. At Tennessee, we'll give them a win. We'll split Florida and Tennessee on that one. Vanderbilt's a win. App State's a win. At A&M's a loss. And then a loss. And then Clemson at home's a loss. That's 7-5 two straight years. So in year 4 at South Carolina, can you go 6-7, 9-4, 7-5, 7-5? I think if that's the case, I think he enters the 2020 schedule on the hot seat. Because one of the things that hurts him, Mr. Orr 24, is that you got to think that Clemson – Texas said, remember, they canceled the game. Well, they're going to make the game up. December 1st game, they're going to make it up to somebody. They'll play Charleston Southern or somebody. One of the things that will happen here is that I've got to think that Georgia, despite this weekend, Georgia continues to look really good, right?
Yeah.
Over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And you got to think that South Carolina, that Clemson looks good the next 2 years. And so one of the things we do, and not fair to coaches out there, is we compare ourselves to our rivals. And right now, he's got the thumb against Kentucky, the thumb against A&M, he's going to get the thumb against Clemson later. 0-15, now he won't be because he'll be 0-9 against those teams. And with Georgia, between those four, he'll be 0-12 against A&M, Kentucky, Georgia, and Clemson. So, again, only Clemson and Georgia rivals in that deal there, but he's going to be, let's assume he loses the two to Georgia and Clemson next year. Now you're talking about 0-8. And so can you go 6-7, 9-4, 7-5, 7-5 and be 0-8 versus Georgia and Clemson?
I don't – first of all, I don't see them going 7-5 this year.
Okay. Where do you see them going?
I mean, this could be a 4 or 5 win team.
No.
Absolutely it could.
No.
What about this season that suggested otherwise? Well, I don't see them – I don't know why you gave them the Kentucky game next year either. That's clearly not a gimme.
It's at home, though.
Okay. So what was the one last year?
All right, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
This year.
They could 100% lose that game this weekend.
Let's do some FPI. I don't think
100% lose that game.
I don't think so, right?
Tennessee took care of Auburn this weekend.
Yeah, but South Carolina's better than Tennessee. Right? Question? Yeah, they're better than Tennessee. So, no, the answer to your question, though. Let me do the FPI for you just to show you where you are now with South Carolina. Because it did drop in the FPI a little bit, maybe. Yeah.
Listen. Yeah. The FPI had probably had those four teams in the top 10 winning this weekend.
Oh, they have a loss to Ole Miss now.
How about that?
77% chance of beating Tennessee. Mm. 49 Ole Miss, 22 Florida, 98 Chattanooga, now down to 8.9 with Clemson.
So you got two more wins on the remaining schedule that they have so far.
Yeah, and then they'll beat Charleston Southern or they'll look, folks, be clear, they'll schedule Coastal, they'll schedule Furman, they'll schedule somebody in there to win.
So 6-6.
Right. Well, if that's a loss at Ole Miss, I think they split Ole Miss in Florida, though. Ole Miss, see, you get caught in that sometimes. Let's don't pretend like Tennessee and Ole Miss are very good, right? Just don't pretend that at all.
I mean, I'm with you. I'm just, it could be real ugly at the end of the season. Okay. And as we've talked about all summer and we talked about this season so far, you had to get them this year if you're South Carolina.
Because next year looks tough.
Next year, that schedule looks brutal.
Next year, just to be for folks out there, you have home games with Alabama and Clemson. Away games with Georgia and Texas A&M. Not to mention then you get the home games with Florida as well. Because you got to think Florida looks pretty good right now. Who knows? I mean, who knows?
This whole process of Muschamp being on the hot seat gets sped up if they fall apart at the end of the season. So let's say you drop one to Ole Miss. And you finish the season out at 6-6. The whole thing gets sped up.
Yeah.
The entire thing.
It does. It does. I'll give you
that. Don't wait to the 2020 season. 2019 is gigantic for Will Muschamp's future at South Carolina.
I have more of a short-term issues with them. They don't run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They ran the ball 18 times on Saturday. Now, they only had it 53 plays, but they only ran it 18 times on Saturday. Don't understand that. Tyson Williams was running at 6.9 yards per clip, had a 27-yard run, was running the ball well. They don't run the ball. Bentley looked bad early. He looked good late, but didn't we hear all about the wide receiver, best wide receiver combination in the South, all this kind of stuff? Deebo Samuel drops balls. Shai Smith drops balls. Brian Edwards drops balls.
Not on Jake Bentley's fault there, right?
No,
those are perfectly placed balls.
Those are perfectly placed
balls.
They
were fine.
And on top of all that, I see South Carolina's biggest issue right now is depth. They don't play any other wide receivers. Chavis Dawkins played a little bit. They don't play anybody on defense. Like, they play the same guys over and over and over. And I think depth is a major issue. And that might play coming down the stretch a little bit. But they're not as bad as you think they are. I thought they played okay Saturday after the first half. First half was terrible. For some reason, they played terrible in the first halves. And they played good in the second half.
So what does it mean for the East then, right?
Yeah.
What does it mean there, right? We assume that it's a three-team race.
Georgia opened the door.
Now, are they...
because Georgia looked terrible.
Is the East just a lie?
Georgia?
Is the East just a lie to us? Is the SEC a lie to us? We assume Florida is good, right?
Well, here's who's not good. Arkansas's not good. Auburn's not good. I don't... How in the Sam Hill Carnation is Mississippi State ranked right now? Mm-hmm. What has Mississippi State done to be ranked? Let me quickly give you this, Mr. 24. Mississippi State this year.
4-2.
They're 4-2. They beat Stephen F. Austin. They beat a bad Kansas State squad. They beat Louisiana Lafayette. And they beat a bad Auburn team. Kentucky beat them by 3 touchdowns. And Florida beat them at home. How in the Sam Hill Carnation is somebody ranking Mississippi State right now? So, but I don't think they're very good. And we'll find out this weekend because they'll lose this weekend. So, that's three. Ole Miss is not very good. That's four. Vanderbilt's not good. Missouri's not very good. Tennessee's not very good. South Carolina's not very good. So, how can you have eight teams that aren't very good? Well, still not sold on Kentucky. Still not sold yet on Florida. Still not sold yet on A&M. LSU looks really good. Alabama looks good. You know what? Georgia's not as good as we thought. There's nowhere near as good as we thought right now. So, Georgia's not beating a team that with a winning record all year.
We think LSU's good, but they lost to Florida.
Right.
Well, we think Florida's good.
Right.
But they lost to Kentucky.
Right.
We think Kentucky's good, though.
Right.
But they lost to A&M.
Oh.
But we think A&M's good, but they lost to Bama and Clemson already.
Right. How did we get to the point in time where we thought Georgia was the second best team in the country? I was ranking them second last week. They beat Austin Peay, South Carolina, Middle Tennessee State, Missouri, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt.
We bought into the hype. The hype was there.
And then they got the snot knocked out of them on Saturday.
They didn't show up.
No. They got out-physicaled. They ran into an ambush on Saturday afternoon down in the Bayou. So, yeah, the SEC East is up, man. Look.
Go Tigers.
Football. Here's what happens in the SEC East right now. Kentucky controls their destiny.
Kentucky's got to beat Georgia.
That's all they have. Let me be clear about who Kentucky has.
They just got to beat Georgia.
That's all they have to do. Kentucky has Vanderbilt.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, oh yeah, this weekend, Vanderbilt, they have at Missouri, they have Georgia at home, and they have at Tennessee.
It is right in front of them.
If Kentucky just beats Georgia at home.
It's a huge ask.
And wins the three games that we favored in. Let me get an FPI for Kentucky to say, Kentucky's going to win the East. I need that, man.
Mm.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, please let Kentucky win the East. Thank God, amen. Kentucky can win the East. Which is crazy.
So what we're saying is, at no point during this season is Alabama going to get a true test.
No. Alabama gets tested in Baton Rouge in a couple of weeks.
I don't believe LSU.
You don't?
I do. They lost to Florida.
Yeah, but that was in the swamp.
They lost to Florida. It wasn't in the swamp, was it? Wasn't it in the neutral location?
No.
That's the Georgia game. They played the neutral location.
Here's the thing I'm telling you right now. Alabama walks into a hornet's nest. A Cajun hornet's nest down there. They're going to get a little gumbo.
They're
going to get a little jambalaya. They're going to get a little shrimp etouffee. They're going to get a little hurricane.
Do not fall into the trap that LSU is an elite team.
They're
in
not.
This country.
LSU's not elite. Death Valley 2.0 is elite. Little Death Valley's elite. But you better keep an eye on it. I'm just telling you. I wanted to look up, Kentucky. Let me quickly give you Kentucky FPI before we take a break. How far the world up this list is Kentucky now? Oh, there they are. Kentucky's still 26th in the country on FBI. They have Kentucky losing to Missouri now at Missouri. Oh, I don't need that. No. And then losing to Georgia.
We don't need that at all.
All right, good segment too, buddy. We didn't get to half the things we wanted to get to.
We have a lot of phone calls as well to get to the next segment here.
Brett, Delvin, Boogie, Snap, what you guys hang on, coming straight to you. Hey, let me tell you about our friends over at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. I rode by there this weekend, and man, you know, it's quiet weekend with open date weekend, but I thought about looking at, look, you got restaurants right there. You have the Ingles right there. Ingles Crossing is a beautiful location. You're on the cat bus line. It's safety features. It's doggy park. I don't know when that we had pet friendly became such a big deal, but it is now. And I don't know when it became like okay to tell mom and dad, hey, dad, you owe my $750 rent check this week. What? I mean, this month. What? $750? What? No, how about less than $500 right now? Still get the granite countertops, still get the all the ceiling fans all in every room, still get the brand new, still get the all the appliances, still get the Wi-Fi. You get all that, and you get it at an unbelievable price, less than $500. University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Love for you to stop by and see them if you're looking for a great place to live. 5-month leases. They've got those coming up in January. It's universitycottages.com, Ingles Crossing. Check them out. 784-3400. All right. Reaction Monday. Great segment to Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24. Boogie, Brent, Snapbook, Delvin, hang on. Promise coming straight to you. More right after this.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road knows how much you like your wings. This football season, they've stepped up their game and have two new wing sauces to add to the mix. Try the savory with a hint of heat in the spicy garlic, or go full-fledged hot with Korean Volcano. At Twin Peaks, there are over 30 ways to build your perfect wings, whether you like them boneless, sauced and tossed, or grilled to perfection. Get up here and enjoy. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Here at the Roar, community means everything to us, and our friends at Carolina Alliance Bank feel the exact same way. Here's a real full-service bank that puts community first. They are the community bank you have been looking for. Whether it is for business or personal banking needs, Carolina Alliance offers competitive low rates and personal one-on-one services, and the customer care you thought was a thing of the past. Find a local branch at CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Again, that's CarolinaAllianceBank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Only the best pass our tests. Anderson Ford puts every Ford-certified pre-owned car, truck, and SUV and crossover through a 172-point inspection before you buy one. An Anderson Ford certified pre-owned vehicle gives you the knowledge and the confidence that your vehicle has been thoroughly inspected and comes with a manufacturer-backed limited warranty. An Anderson Ford certified pre-owned vehicle is ready, check, go. Buy and ride with confidence. Anderson Ford. Clemson Boulevard. Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
I'm Kristen Bennett. The professionals at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takuchi compact equipment at three upstate locations, Greenville, Spartanburg, and now in Seneca. Takuchi sets the industry standard for performance and reliability. Bennett also rents, sells, and services many other types of construction equipment with the service you expect and deserve. Call today, 864-277-7272, or visit us at BennettEquipment.net. And remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome aboard, Matt. Glad to have you with us. I got five calls in 12 minutes. We can do this. Let's get to Brent. Greenville's been hanging on the longest. Hey, Brent, thanks for hanging on so long. Really appreciate your patience. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm giving you guys a call. Just want to check in. Did you guys get a chance to see the modern-day St. John Bosco team out west?
I did.
Number one versus number two.
Yeah, I did.
They had a big lightning storm, I guess, Friday night, and then they changed it to Saturday. And I just wanted to see if you guys, what you thought the chances of Clemson getting that quarterback out of St. John Bosco. I guess he had five touchdowns and 300 yards or something like that.
Yeah. He's a monster kid, big 6'5", 235-pound kid, looks great. After watching it Saturday, I know I was mispronouncing his name. As we always do, we asked Paul Strelo, DJ Uga Lale. He is basically, he's going to take a trip to Auburn coming up pretty soon. He's going to take a trip to, you know, he does the Southern Cal and UCLA does some of that stuff sometimes. His biggest two schools right now, he was at Oregon about 3 weeks ago when they lost to Stanford. They're talking baseball with him as well. He's a big baseball player also. But this weekend he comes to Clemson, and Clemson gets her big shot. Brandon Streeter was there on Friday night, because you can't scout twice, I think, in a week. So I'm not sure he could stay for the game, but he was at the school, spent all day at school on Friday, I understand. And I think Clemson's in it. He's coming this week for an unofficial visit with his dad, who's kind of a star out there, too. He's like the bodyguard to some famous musicians or something like that, too. It's a unique story. He's a unique kid, and Clemson gets to swing their bat this weekend. I think they've got a decent chance. I think it's Clemson at Oregon right now.
Well, good. Well, that's all I had for you. I appreciate you. Guys do a great job.
Thank you, Brent. Nice phone call. Thanks, brother. How about getting – if Clemson could get DJ Uga Lele.
Second time Uga was Lele. The best. Yep.
Anyway, if they get him, how about getting the number one player in the country 2 out of 3 years?
Is that good?
Yeah. Let me get Delvin up next. Good morning, Delvin, man. I hope you had a great weekend. How you doing this morning?
I had a great weekend. A couple of things. First, we called it. We said that Jake Miller struggled. The fan was going to start booing. I thought they were going to start chanting Skarnecchia there for a second. And fans already in Georgia are calling for Justin Fields, man. So, Clemson know they're going through it. They were calling for Trevor Lawrence. So, we're going to see how their quarterback situation will play out. And speaking of watching the thing, did you and Zach get to watch Brian Dawkins of Football Life on the NFL Network, man? It was good.
Yeah, I saw about 15 minutes of it, and it was very, very good. It was a Super Bowl. You know, I had forgotten.
I was shocked. I didn't know how he came to Clemson. Do you see how he said he came to Clemson? He said he didn't even know that Patrick Sapp told Rich Stockdale that if I'm coming to Clemson, you got to sign Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins said he didn't know. He said he thought Clemson was wanting him from the beginning.
Yeah, and that was when he was going to Louisville before all that. I forgot they played the Super Bowl in his hometown of Jacksonville. That was pretty cool. I'd forgotten about that. But what an unbelievable story for one of the greatest players ever.
Yeah, that was cool, man. Yeah, he said I thought Clemson wanted me. He said I didn't know the story until Pat Sapp told me. Him Pat Sapp with teammates in high school. He said Pat Sapp said, yeah, he told Rich Stockdale, if you want me to come to Clemson, you got to sign Brian Dawkins.
Yeah. Old Raines High School down there in Jacksonville, Florida.
Yeah, that was cool, man. But, yeah, like I said, man, we got some quarterback stories coming out. Everybody talking about Clemson. Now it's Justin Field and Jay Fromm. And now it's going to be Jake Billy and Mike Skarnecki.
I'm really interested in Georgia. Devin, I appreciate the phone call, man. I'm glad you had a great weekend.
Yes,
appreciate that. I'm really interested in Georgia now because Fromm did not play very well Saturday. And he showed a little bit of weakness, little weakness for the first time there on Saturday. And now Justin Fields, who's not ready yet, he's not going to sit around forever. It's going to be very interesting to see what comes out of it. I had two TVs going, and I got to tell you, Jake Fromm, 16 of 34, 209, one touchdown, two interceptions, and six carries for minus 19 yards. It was not a very – it was Jake Fromm's worst game. So now we'll see if the pressure's turned up a little bit. Boogie is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. Just driving down I-20, heading to work with a careful eye on all these overpasses. Because they're about to jump off up here. Oh, man. Oh, hey, I'll tune in just to listen to them try to convince themselves that they still a really good football team. This is hilarious. Yeah. But I'm calling this morning, Mickey and Zach, because last week I called and I said we will find out who Georgia is over these next four games. They didn't make it out of week one. They are who I thought they were. They're a good football team, but they don't have the experience and the talent they had last year. They're a talented football team, but they lack the experience. I thought they were a little small up front when I first seen them this year. And I'm telling you now, guys, you can write it down that Boogie called this show. They will drop another one over the next three games, either Kentucky or Florida. And don't count out Auburn, because now it's time for Gus Malzahn to pull his best Tommy Bowden and really beat somebody he's not supposed to beat to put everybody back in his bandwagon. So don't count them out, because this could get that one game could save his season. So thank you for taking my call, guys, and I'll call back when Georgia loses another one.
Don't be a stranger, Boogie. Thank you. Appreciate the phone call there. Here's what surprised me about the Georgia-LSU game. That what I thought going into it was it'd be a close game, but Georgia would pull it out. What I thought going into it was that I don't think Georgia has a great run defense. So I saw Missouri run the ball on them. But I thought that they were good enough in their secondary, Baker, some of those guys, that they could put seven in the box and eight in the box sometimes and load it and shut down the run. They didn't do that. LSU outrushed Georgia. Now, Georgia, the all-rushing team, right? Everybody thinks Georgia got this great offensive line, and they had a couple guys hurt in this great running game. 113 yards rushing for Georgia, 275 for LSU. LSU hit Georgia in the mouth, and Georgia had no answers whatsoever. Georgia walked into a deal thinking it was going to be some sort of pillow fight, and LSU hit them in the mouth, and the Bulldogs had no answer for it.
It was disappointing. We told you on Friday. It was one of the last things I said to you. It's got a chance to be that game that's disappointing. We all think it's going to be great, and it's not. Georgia didn't score until the second half.
Man, got shut down. Speaking of Georgia, William's in Georgia. Good morning, William. How you doing?
Yeah, just rubbing in, why don't you?
Well, I'm only speaking the truth. What if I said that's wrong?
Well, dude, let me finish, okay?
All right.
I'm going to go ahead and get it all out. Georgia sucked this weekend. They couldn't stop the pass. They couldn't stop the run. Our blind quarterback couldn't see wide open receivers in the end zone. Throw it at one that's covered up by three defenders. I mean, Terry Godwin was open in the end zone. You could have drove a Greyhound bus between him and the next DB, and Fromm didn't see him. Kirby didn't kick the field goal. Kirby went for it. Kirby never goes for it. He always takes the surefire 3 points because he's got a kicker that don't miss. But I will say this about Georgia. Y'all have not seen their best game this year. I mean, y'all seen their worst game Saturday, but you have not seen their best game yet. Kirby will rally the troops because we got to win out. I mean, and then we go get to play Bama. Lord, ain't we got something to look forward to? I mean, it's going to be a bad year, dude. I mean, but these players, in Georgia's defense, these players are young, inexperienced, and they're all freshmen and sophomores, okay? And that's all I'm going to say about that, okay?
All right. Thank you, William. Appreciate the phone call.
I mean,
I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought he said that's all he was going to say about that. I'm sorry. So call me back, Wayne, if you want to get back on and make another point. I didn't mean to cut you off. I thought you said that's all you had to say about that. All right. Georgia, I read an article quickly. And Snapbook, hang on, I'm coming to you. I read an article over the weekend, and it said Georgia folded, and normally Kirby Smart's teams don't fold. I'm like, what do you mean Kirby Smart's teams? He's in his third year. How do you know Kirby Smart's teams fold or not? In year one, when it went 8-5, and they got beat by Mississippi, and they got beat by Tennessee late, and they got beat by Vanderbilt, they folded then. They got beat by Georgia Tech, they folded then. What are you talking about? Kirby Smart's teams don't fold or don't play bad. What? Last year they didn't. This year they hadn't beat a team with a winning record yet. How do we know? We don't know about Kirby Smart's teams yet. We know one of his teams didn't. We know two of his teams now have. So 2 out of the 3 years we know of them, they hadn't played very well in a big game. What we'd know from half going in this season, half of Kirby Smart's teams lost to Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech. We don't know yet with Kirby Smart. I bet you that guy about busted a neck vein on Saturday. I got about a minute. Snaphook, thanks for hanging on so long, man. Congratulations, big win last night.
Yeah, man, what a great weekend in sports, Mickey. I mean, just mayhem in college football. I only had 21 putts on the golf course yesterday. I mean, that's more amazing than anything.
Man.
And the Pats and that offensive performance last night, dude, what a game.
Yeah,
what a game.
Late. Yeah.
I mean, it was just one of them things where whoever had the ball last was going to win. I mean, I think Brady threw for like 182 yards, 76% completion in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was great, great game. But I just want to make this point. Look, can we all agree that there's only going to be one SEC team in the playoffs now?
Unless Georgia beats Alabama, or unless, like, if Alabama loses to LSU, LSU runs the table, and we could have LSU and Alabama, maybe. I don't put anything by when it comes to the SEC, but right now it looks like we're going to have one. But a lot of football to be played, man. lot of stuff going on.
Dang it, Mickey. I was hoping you would like agree with me and try to talk me into believing it. But
hey, man, look, here's what I'm telling you. It's October 15th. We got a long way to go. We're at the halfway point. We're at the halfway pole. So let's see what it looks like after that.
All right, appreciate it, Phil.
Thank you, bud. Have a great day. Hour one of Reaction Monday already in the books. Where did it go? Love for it to come back with Zach Gore and Mickey Plowler. Open phone lines, hour two.